Totality by Nancy Milby. The sun shone in a clear blue sky, and the cool morning air quickly gave way to a heat of a typical summer day in the high northern plains. We were the very first to arrive at 6 a.m. and quickly set down our low tables and chairs in a wide arc fronting our RV, deliberately claiming a comfortable area. People began to arrive, in busloads, carloads, pairs, and even singles. The place we chose was a large, flat expanse of grass the size of two football fields. One guy showed up shortly after we'd staked out our space, settling his chair and cooler right along our perimeter. "Cheeky," I said to my friend. "The guy had all that space to choose from and decides to plunk it down on our border." "I think he just wanted to share this experience with someone," she said. Good point. This was, after all, supposed to be an epic event. While waiting, we took our turns looking for sunspots through our special binoculars. We tried on our steampunk goggles fitted with welder's glass, mugged it for a group shot, and settled back down in our chair to wait. My artistic friends pulled out their watercolor supplies and started to paint. I tried to read, but there was just too much excitement in the air. 45 minutes to first contact, the single guy said. A middle-aged couple in an SUV decided to squeeze into the last available parking space along the grass border right in front of our RV. The driver did a bad job of it, almost taking out the front corner of our vehicle. With a little yelling and arm waving, we got him situated, and then watched as the guy pulled out several large cases and set up an enormous telescope camera connected to the computer. "First contact," someone yelled. We all put on our goggles and looked up, and there it was, a black disk just kissing the edge of the sun. The show had started. It took another 80 minutes or so for the moon to slide its way completely in front of the sun, and it felt like forever. It wasn't until the halfway point that we noticed the air was changing. The hot morning had cooled. Shadows were still there, but the brightness had dimmed. At the three-quarter point, it was cooler still. The light wasn't darkening per se, just dimming. I was leaned back in my beach chair, binoculars pressed to my eyes, watching, when the moon finally slipped into place and the total eclipse of the sun began. "Glasses off," someone yelled. Off they came, and I sat there stunned, staring with my bare eyes up at a black disk rimmed by glowing white fire. And then it really started to get dark. Streetlights came on, and the crowd cheered. It got darker still. It was hard to know where to look, laughing with friends in the complete weirdness, watching the crowd, or watching the sun. All too quickly, it was over. "Glasses back on," came the cry. And the moon and the sun, having stopped together in the cosmos for a brief chat, went on their separate ways. Thank you.